A fair number of people are not fond of modern art. My 6-year-old could do better is the oft-heard cliché that defines this group. But even die-hard dissers of the moderns might be surprised to learn that during the Spanish Civil War, modern art was an instrument of torture. Anti-Franco forces built secret cells covered in geometric patterns and surrealistic images. Victoria Cambalia is an art historian who has researched this phenomenon. She joins us now from her home in Barcelona, Spain. Ms. Cambalia, can you tell us a little more about these cells?
Yes. Well, the story is quite unbelievable and it's amazing. And the story is like this, is that the Republicans imagined these cells of torture called checas, that they were some in Barcelona, some in Valencia, and some in Murcia, in the southeast of Spain. When I was a student, I heard from a teacher of mine that they used in these cells some patterns very close to the Kandinsky forms or the Bauhaus forms. But I've never seen these kind of drawings. And all of a sudden, last summer, I found this book, which is very rare to be found, and I bought it immediately because it's the story of the trial of the person who invented these checas, these cells of torture, called Lorenzic.
Who is he? Tell us something about him.
Yeah, well, he was probably a double agent. His name was Alfonso Lorenzic, and he was a French man of 37 years old. And being an artist, he was asked to invent these instruments of torture that were these in these very, very narrow spaces, these shapes of cubes and spheres and some drawings in the walls, that the poor prisoner was situated in such a way that he really went crazy only looking at these drawings.
Well, now, did the patterns themselves act as the torture, or did they have to be enhanced in some way by lighting or other means?
Well, there were, first it was the thing of the narrowness of the space. Second, sometimes they were some lights in order to make, a kind of psychedelic ambience, right? But third, I would say that even if it was not this, but just a Mona Lisa or whatever other pattern, you become crazy just for looking at one image always the same, you know, and being completely in these terrible cells.
Well, what did you read about the effectiveness of this torture? Did you find anything out about how well it worked? Did it work?
Well, of course, because there are some testimonies. There are some people who remember and that they were in this trial for this person, you know. So they said it was awful.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Victoria Cambalia is an art historian in Barcelona. She's done research into how anti-Franco forces may have used modern art as a form of psychological torture during the Spanish Civil War.